offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. I asked God one time, I said, Lord, how much do you want me to give? You know, it seemed like every time I turned around, somebody was asking me for something. Not money and stuff, but just, you know, putting some kind of demand on you. You know, I said, okay, I'll do some stuff, but, you know, chill with this. And then somebody else. And then somebody else. And, hey, I didn't feel like I was supposed to say no. Or, you know what I mean? It's like my guard was down. So, Lord, where's my boundaries at? And after a while, I began to realize God is saying, no, I'm requiring all of you. Peter, how many times do I forgive? Lord, seven times 70. In other words, I'm stretching, I'm increasing your tent pegs. Amen. I'm going to put you in a place where there's going to be a lot of demand on you. Amen. Because you're going to have a lot to give. Amen. So if you don't venture into that now, if you don't know how to go beyond that boundary now, you'll be saying no when I want you to say yes. Amen. You'll be backing off when I want you to go ahead full force. Amen. When is it ever a time not to be kind? But see, in our religious minds, we draw lines. I ain't doing it no more. Don't ask me again. And then somebody else asks you. And you get irritated. And you're mad with God. And God said, I tell you, if you give it, you'd have just increased. Your heart would have been enlarged more. I'll enlarge you more and more. I asked him that one time. And you know, he didn't rebuke me or anything, but he just let me know, no, you're going to have to learn to really be that giver. And not that we do things indiscreetly, but that stuff can't check your heart. You can't let the stingy devil. I'll do this, but I ain't doing that. I ain't going to. This is why I draw the line. And that ain't where God is drawing the line. As is your flesh drawing the line. Because that's your comfort zone. That's your known zone. That's what you know. That's where you feel secure. You done rode all night. Some of y'all look like y'all rode all night. And then finally made it up the side of the mountain. Where them kings at? Some of y'all go out to the Gibeonites. Forget the kings. Where the Gibeonites at? We're going to take them out ourselves. Five kings they had to face. Here, look at this. A fierce, fierce battle that what was... They rode all night, got there when the sun was coming up, fought all day, and the enemy was not defeated. They were still fighting fiercely. See, some of us can go around or two. But then we go and ask God, Lord, what's going on here? You know, they were supposed to fall. It's supposed to be over by now. You know that song, I've been in the storm too long? Don't sing that song. But it's a song. I've been in the storm too long. Y'all heard it before. I feel like I've been in a storm too long. Well, what is too long? See, your focus is wrong. Because, see, what could be catastrophic for you is not meant to be. It's meant to be miraculous. And I will wager to tell you tonight, prophetically, that's why God has you where you are. It could be catastrophic. It's scary sometimes. You could lose it all because you're giving it all. But that ain't God's plan for you to lose it all. It's God's plan for a miraculous victory. See, as they fought with sword and spear, God went before him. And as we read, God brought hailstones, let me say it this way, on steroids. Anybody ever been in a anybody ever been in a hailstorm? I mean, a real one with a golf ball size, where they dent the cars all up, break windows and stuff like that. Well, these were little; those are little pebbles compared to God sent the ones on steroids. And it says that there were more killed by the hailstones than by the sword. God is taking care of your business. When you complaining about being tired, you don't know that he's sending the hailstones. He's taking out the bulk of the enemy. The bulk of the battle going to be over. And then even when you don't hold up your end of the bargain or your deal, you still don't get it done. Tell somebody that is not a Selah moment. That is not time for you to stand still. Do you know the sun was going down on them? Had the sun gone down on them, that spelled trouble. You got five kings. You don't know that territory. That's where they're from. And the sun going down on you. Sometimes you got to be put in a situation. Hello? A situation. We don't call it a situation. These are situations. Somebody tell them, I'm in a situation. Where the sun is going down. I'm tired. I smell of battle. Huh? Ain't bathed, been riding all night, mad with my comrades, want to go home, fighting for some folk I don't even want to fight for, against a formidable foe bent on my destruction. How did I get here? Well, see, I wage to tell you again, no matter how you got where you are, God is going to show up for you in that battle. Come on. It doesn't matter what the battle is. What the foe is, what the challenge is, physically or psychologically, God is in there with you. He's not a God that's stuck in a box, committed to a formula, a methodology. He's God. He stands outside of time. Everything that is in him. And you are his. And you are just as important to him as Jesus is. Oh, help us here, Holy Ghost. You can't lose your identity in the midst of a battle. You can't lose confidence in the midst of a battle. That's why the devil brings condemnation, vexation, lies against you so that you feel bad, like you don't deserve. But there's a grace for you to war. I said there's a grace on you tonight to wage war. Job, gird yourself up like a man. I need to talk to you. God didn't have a pity party with Job. Come on, we've had pity parties before. Just look straight ahead. Just look straight ahead. Look straight. Shake your head, say amen. Look straight ahead. You've had pity parties before. You know, it's funny. I heard someone talking about this, Elijah, when he had his pity party, when he wanted to die, and, you know, he found, you know, a little old tree, a sad, you know, little old juniper tree, you know, like he could identify with it, and he got up under it. You know, when you have pity parties, you get into sad places, and you want to sit way in the back in the corner, last seat. Ain't never sat there before. Nobody, five rows around, you just wait. I'm not talking about anybody back there. I'm pointing at that seat over there, way over in the corner, you know. It's just sad. Just hoping somebody would say something to you. Looking all sour, you know, just want somebody to say, everything all right? God said, Job, straighten up your face. I need to talk to you. Where were you? Come on, if you know, where were you when I said Pleiades in the sky? Where were you? Do you know where the wild goats were they hind? Job, if you know, tell me. Were you there when I stretched forth the compass over the sea, when I measured the depth of the oceans? Job, were you there? Talk to me, Job. When we don't understand how we got where we're at, and even when we think we understand how we got where we're at, and we feel like it's somebody else's fault, our own fault, let me tell you something. God is standing with you right in the midst of it. I said, God is standing with you right in the midst of it. And he will make it right. He will bring you out. He will destroy the yoke. He will defeat the enemy. He will keep you. You see, in the fierceness of a battle, you got to find out and determine where your focus is. Isaiah 26 and 3 says, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace. Now listen, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. That word mind is the word, the root word is imagination. While you look at the situation, use your imagination. Stop just seeing the five kings. Stop talking about how tired you are, how you can't go no further. Just one more straw and that's it. Don't shout me down here. I'm in some of y'all Kool-Aid. Ready to throw in the towel. Say another word. Just one more word. Just one more word. I don't know what I'm going to do. You're going to live right. That's what you're going to do. You're going to come out of that mess. And you won't smell like smoke. And you won't be burned. And you won't be wounded psychologically the rest of your life. Thank God we come out, we don't be messed up. Huh? When Joseph came out, he had two children. After all he went through, he had two children, Manasseh and Ephraim. Ephraim means doubly fruitful. Tell somebody, you coming out doubly fruitful. Tell them, don't you dare quit. Not only will you come out doubly fruitful, he gave him Manasseh. Manasseh means he maketh me to forget. All this stuff that's warring with your mind and trying to imprison you and make you bitter and harm you. Tell somebody, after a while, you're going to forget it all. You're not even going to remember that you went through some stuff like this. When the baby comes, the joy, hope deferred, when hope is pushed off, it can make your heart sick. When it don't look like victory is anywhere in sight, and you're tired, and you rode all night, and you're facing a formidable foe, and you're fighting a battle you don't think you ought to be even fighting, hope is deferred. But that's not the time to sila. It's not the time to stand still. It's the time to engage.
We are continuing in part 26 of Mega Grace.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue, in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.